Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Sometimes we may find ourselves in situations where we're being pressured to participate in some moral evil that's been initiated by someone else. In fact, that can happen a lot, maybe more now than ever. There are bakers who get in trouble if they won't bake a cake for a gay, quote-unquote, wedding. There are managers who have lost their jobs because they won't refer to a biological male employee as she on the annual performance review. There are doctors and nurses of patients of whom the family pressures them to euthanize them. And every June, librarians and human resource directors are told to put up displays or arrange events celebrating objectively disordered lifestyles. So what do you do if you find yourself in a situation like that? When do you have to say, "I'm sorry, I can't participate in this"? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So the first kind of cooperation in evil that's never morally okay is called formal cooperation. Formal cooperation refers to where you stand in principle. Formal cooperation is when you lend your help to an intrinsically evil action because you want the act accomplished, and automatically, that makes it an evil act, which is why formal cooperation in evil is always wrong. For instance, a young man driving his girlfriend to the abortion clinic because he wants to have the pregnancy terminated, or a pro-choice politician who supports permissive abortion laws because he or she is openly in favor of abortion. The evil in this kind of cooperation is easy to see. It's evil that wears evil on its sleeve. Evil that holds up a big sign that says, "Go evil." So obviously, This kind of explicit formal cooperation is always bad. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
But sometimes you support evil willingly, even though you claim to be conflicted about it. Maybe you drive your girlfriend to the abortionist and you say, "Hey, for the record, I didn't ask you to do this." But you're still driving her. Or you're one of those pro-choice politicians or pro-choice voters who says, "I'm personally opposed to abortion, but I don't want my personal opinions to affect my policy decisions." This is called implicit formal cooperation. Because even though you're not explicitly cheering for the evil, your cooperation makes it clear you don't really believe it's wrong. Like, if you really thought it was wrong to have your baby murdered, you wouldn't actually drive your girlfriend to the place where they do it. Or if you really personally believe that abortion was really murder, that it's not less murder than the murder of old people or children or minorities or you, then you would fight tooth and nail for policies that forbade that kind of atrocity. So it's not enough to say, "This makes me really uncomfortable," because actions speak louder than words. And if you are cooperating with evil in a certain intimate, immediate way, then you can verbally dissociate yourself all you want. But you know, and everyone else knows, at the end of the day, you're a willing accomplice. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So formal cooperation is about what you believe, where you stand on principle. Material cooperation is about what you're actually doing to support the evil. And as we just said, you can tell what somebody really believes based on the kind of cooperation you're willing to engage in. Immediate material cooperation is where you're very intimately connected to the evil that's being done. Suppose you work at the checkout counter in a pornography store. Or maybe you're a hospital nurse assigned to assist at an abortion, and your task is to hand the doctor the knife when he asks for it. Now, it may be that you don't like men objectifying women, or you don't like the idea of the doctor killing the baby, and you think to yourself, I'm just doing my job. Nevertheless, you are too close to the act, too involved. And you have become guilty by association. So immediate material cooperation in an evil act is never okay. There are two main questions you can ask yourself to see whether you're engaged in immediate material cooperation. The first question is my cooperation ordered to and indispensable for the evil being done? Am I being asked to do this because it makes the evil more effective, easier to get done, or even possible? So, are you being asked to do something to help spread, confirm, or celebrate the lie that a man can marry another man, or that a woman can marry another woman? Are you being asked to do something to assist in the sale and distribution of pornography? And the second question is, am I actually the one carrying out the evil itself, even if it was initiated by someone else? For instance, are you the doctor writing the prescription for hormone therapy for some poor, confused kid because that's what an official state protocol says to do? Are you the doctor performing the same-sex surgery at a patient's request? If the answer to either of these questions is yes, you're probably involved in immediate material cooperation, and you should definitely stop. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
As you can probably tell, the more committed the culture becomes to intrinsically evil actions, the more common it's going to be for Christians to have to say, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I can't participate in that. I can't cooperate with that. And because there will be so much we have to say no to, we're going to look and feel increasingly extreme. But remember this, we aren't the ones who are changing. We are simply the ones who refuse to attack human nature and human goodness. And human nature doesn't change. The culture is changing, and it's changing at a shocking rate. It's getting weirder and weirder, and it's coming up with more and more ways to destroy human nature. And the culture expects us to go along with it, and it expects us to cooperate. But we won't cooperate, not because we're extreme, but because we are stable with the stability of the human nature, which remains what it has been since the Garden of Eden. And eventually, as society gets more and more out of control, it will start looking around for some source of stability. And then the church, who protects the truth of human nature as it has been created by God and redeemed by Christ, will be the sanctuary where people can find peace. And the more we refuse to engage in immoral cooperation, the better people will be able to find the peace of the church when they're ready to do so. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world, seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, these have been pretty hard-hitting and pretty heavy.
Pretty brutal.
What's your reflection on all of this?
One thing that kind of came to mind with this one is that a lot of people are like, if I don't do it, someone's going to do it anyways. It's not like I'm going to stop them from doing whatever they're doing, but it's really not about actually, not that you shouldn't stop someone from doing the wrong thing, but it's not as much about stopping the other person as it is maintaining your own morality, which is always, always the case, because you can't actually control everyone. And yeah, you can't prevent everyone from doing that. Even if it's not that day, it's going to be the next day, that sort of thing. But the mentality of, if I don't do it, someone else is going to do it anyways, so I might as well do it, is like saying, well, if I don't do this cocaine, someone else is going to do it. I better do it for them.
Well, or even worse, look at Nazi Germany. If people would have just said, I'm not participating.
Yeah.
Like Franz Jägerstätter. What an awesome, what an awesome man.
I really recommend that everyone read the letters that he wrote, he and his wife wrote back and forth while he was in prison, because it is an incredibly powerful book. It's insane.
Yeah, I mean, for people who don't know Blessed Franz Jägerstätter, he was just a simple farmer in, I think, Austria during World War II, and he refused to go along with Hitler. So they arrested him and executed him.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we need in the world. We just need people to say, no, I'm just not going to go along with evil.
Yeah. It's such a good example for the average person, because we think that heroism is, it always has to be, you're some great rebel that brings down the entire system all at once. You've got to be some active fighter, you've got to do all the legwork, and if you don't end the system by then your you sacrifice, failed. Then you failed. You're not a hero. And they think, I can't do all of that. But all he said was no.
Exactly. Yeah, all he said was, I will not cooperate with evil.
At the end of the day, we have to uphold the truth.
And it always begins in the smallest, most ordinary, hidden ways.
Mm-hmm.
When we start cooperating with evil in small, hidden, ordinary ways.
Yeah, I think that's the power of that book, because it's set in Austria and it's from a perspective a lot of people don't often get. And in a way, it's so mundane because it's just their letters about, here's what the kids are doing today. I'm having this struggle. It's hard to get food right now. It's just letters between a husband and a wife. So it's their daily life, and you get their perspective, and you realize that the things that are whittling down the Austrian culture aren't these, we expect you as a civilian to kill anyone on site. It was just, we expect you to prioritize these like Nazi rallies above going to church.
Yeah.
We expect you to prioritize the Nazi party in general above your faith.
Yes.
We expect you to be quiet.
Yes.
We expect you to do your service. We don't even expect you to be a soldier with a gun, but we expect you to be part of the service, whatever that might mean for you as an individual. But at the end of the day, even if that service is you're just driving cars, you can't do it.
Yeah, it's just, you have stated this so well. We start to say yes to evil in incremental ways, mm-hmm. and it just builds and builds and builds.
So in the same way that heroism doesn't have to be this grandiose, every big rebellion movie that we've ever seen, heroism can also be very small, but evil doesn't always have to be this grandiose mass murder.
Yeah.
It often disguises itself in tiny little ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's how it gets done.
So for us, we need to look at our own lives and say, where am I justifying and rationalizing evil in little ways?
Mm-hmm.
Little white lies, gossip, pornography, even very subtle pornography. I don't know if that's a proper phrase, subtle pornography.
Oh, I think most people's Instagram feed.
Yeah. We are accepting of evil in so many ways. And what we have to, let's just call spade a spade. We're saying yes to it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to start looking at all the ways we're accepting evil in our lives, cooperating with mm-hmm. it, because that's setting us up for bigger and bigger cooperation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is a good examination. We need to all look at our lives and say, where am I allowing evil in? Where am I accepting it? Because, you know, it's everywhere. So what use is it to fight it?
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere in my media. It's everywhere in my work culture. It's everywhere in the conversation. So what? You can't fight it all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, you can't fight it all. But you got to fight something.
I think it's even more direct than that. It's not just you should let most of it go, but put your foot down somewhere. It's whenever it comes across, you can absolutely say no every time.
Exactly.
You can. You can't, like we said, we're not saying you can stop the system yourself, but you don't have to participate. And by as many people participating or not participating, we can genuinely have an influence there.
Yeah.
But the more people, the more good people that stand idly by, the worse things get. And the more we all feel like there's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
That's exactly how these things happen.
Yeah. Whenever evil passes my way, I have to say, no, I won't participate. That's a good place to start.
Indifference is a choice.
It's a choice to cooperate.
Yeah.
This is a really good place to start. Good insight, Teresa.
Good meditation.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.